joining me now on this edition of Our Town. Melanie Hurd from Crow is here, and you got a couple of exciting things you want to talk about. Number one, it's October. So
yes, it is. Boo, everybody.
Yeah, scary time. I think Wayne and I are maybe hoping we get some more Dia de los Muertos done this year. We'll have to talk to you about that later.
I think we can do that. We had fun doing that last year.
That was pretty cool.
Turning you into skeletons.
Yeah. But we've got the Haunted Maze, the Quarantine Haunted Maze. Now, I noticed the name is a little different.
Yes, right? It is.
So Quarantine, this is more like, what, a zombie kind of thing?
Or? It is. So essentially the story is this, George. Nobody knows how the virus began, but one day from out of the forest, these zombies came wandering into our normally peaceful town, and they slowly began to infect everyone in the community. Nobody was safe. And so local authorities, they tried, but all they could do was quarantine them within the Crow Center for the Performing Arts.
Mm.
So now it's up to the maze patrons to see if they can make it through alive.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The what was the movie? 28 Days, I believe it was.
Oh, that's a good one.
That kind of reminds me of that. I mean, that was one of my favorite, like, kind of zombie-esque movies.
Yeah, zombies are kind of trendy. I don't know if you knew that, but there's a great series called The Walking Dead, and then there was a movie several years ago called Zombieland, which was kind of a comic twist on the horror, and it was really wonderful.
Yeah, because I think Bill Murray was the only non-zombie, and he ends up getting killed in the end.
Yes, he did.
He was acting like a zombie. That's pretty cool, though. And I like that whole idea of that because it's not a science fiction. It's more of a horror thing. But still, there's some science fiction in there, too.
Absolutely. In fact, when guests go through the maze, if they survive, that is, if they can get past all of our scary kids and adults that are going to be attacking them in every dark corner, they will receive a vial of antidote. And so that's kind of a twist that we're doing this year. And, you know, the antidote, I won't tell you what's in it, but it will make sure you don't get the virus.
Oh. Is there one antidote for adults and another antidote for kids, maybe?
You can do that if you wish. That is up to your own discretion.
You can replace the vial with whatever you want. Yeah, okay,
exactly.
Now, is there a caveat age-wise here, or is this...
Well, we're doing something kind of different this year. We are going to do a family night on October 29th. And the hours are a little bit earlier. It's 5 to 8 p.m., whereas the other nights it's open from 6 to 9 p.m. But the family night is kind of toned down. And what we will do on that evening is, you know, no jump scares, less zombies. Everybody will be more friendly. There'll be a little bit more light on the maze, that kind of thing. Now, if you have a child that's easily scared, there's still going to be props that are pretty scary and intense. And, you know, it's still a haunted maze.
Right.
But, you know, we have a lot of families that say, I'd love to bring my kid, but it's just too scary.
Right.
So we're hoping we can... meet everybody's needs that way.
I've had a lot of kids say, I'd like to bring my parents, but it's just too scary.
Yeah, we call those the big chickens.
Yeah.
So the adults who won't go through, those are the big chickens, and family night is for little kids or big chickens.
Yeah. There's also another trend, I guess, out there where they're actually having, like, zombie parties, like in cities and that, groups gathering and kind of walking through the streets.
Yeah, isn't
like that
cool?
That is kind of cool.
There's flash mobs happening. In fact, you might hear about one of those coming up in Florence. I know some zombies. And then also in Portland, I saw there's an airsoft zombie experience where you can go in and like get chased and shoot zombies, and it sounds amazing.
Wow.
So it's really fun. It's, like I said, trendy.
It is trendy. So what are the dates again for this?
Okay, so we have, for the regular maze, it's October 26th and 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. And then we are dark on the Sunday, so no maze on Sunday. Monday is family night from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's October 29th. And then October 30th and 31st, it's back to the really scary maze, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. And it costs $6 to get in. It's really affordable. We take cash only, and you can buy your tickets at the door.
Okay, and I'll have to find somebody to go with me on family night because I am not going on the scary
Are
night.
You a chicken?
No, I used to love to be scared,
uh-huh.
And I used to love to participate in this. In fact, one Halloween, I was working for a radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, and the boss had this farm out in the middle of nowhere, which was 40 acres, and some old buildings on it, even had an old jail that was on
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, cool. I like that.
So we dug a hole. I had a chainsaw without the chain on, and I was in a hole, and you jumped out of people. And I really enjoyed that. But now that I'm older, it's like, Well, you know, I always think, you know, maybe have... that last tick of the heart.
Yeah, you might have a health complication. We have warnings all over the line area in the front. You know, do not enter if you have a heart problem or any other health complication. You know, we do say, though, that our maze is ADA, which is nice because a lot of our older folks, we have lots of older folks that want to go through the maze, and we make sure that we make it accessible for them.
I know a couple of people at Spruce Point I want to take through there.
I'm not sure how to think about that.
Well, you know, it depends. But Chris knows who he is. No. So now this takes money to put on, obviously.
It does.
So, you know, finances are something that Crow is always kind of working towards setting up, getting things going. What have you got going on now to kind of remind people of?
I just want to say we were able to get 7 sponsors for this year's Haunted Maze, which is the first year we've done this, really. And let's see if I can get them all named. So there's Paula Burnett and Dave Hansen. There's Angle and Square. There's Dan Lofi Construction. There is Handyman 101. There is Mayor Testa. I'm getting there. I've got 2 more to go. Let me think. There is, Laurel Bay Gardens and Chad Clement DDS.
Well, there you go.
I got them all. Those are wonderful folks. They donated $250 for purchasing things like prosthetic makeup. We have some cool special effects that were a little bit more expensive this year. You know, I tell everybody this is not a kiddie maze. This is not like, you know, something you would expect to see in a small town. This is actually done professionally by folks who have experienced the mazes at Universal Studios and Knott's Halloween Haunt. So we're really striving for those high production values.
Right. Now, in addition to that, in addition to the folks who sponsored this, though, you've got a new thing for planned giving.
We do. I would love to talk a little bit about that. It's kind of not a very easy topic to think about, but
especially in conjunction with talking about the haunted maze,
right?
And zombies,
if you make it out alive. No,
yeah.
But essentially, what we are hoping to get out to the community, the information that Crow is a 501c3, and we are fully equipped to receive donations in the form of planned giving. So, if a person knows that they would like to make a difference in the lives of children, we're capable of helping them with those arrangements and, you know, pointing them in the right direction, basically. And we had this amazing thing that just happened. One of our donors who has been with Crow since the very beginning, so we're talking back in 2011 when we first started, established an endowment fund. And so for those who might not know what an endowment is, essentially it's a fund in which people can donate at any time, but there has to be a certain amount to open it. And then annually, Crow will receive payments, revenue, and it's forever. So how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
For an arts organization that is largely funded by donations, grants, and other outside resources, we don't charge the families for very much at all. It's the biggest gift you can give is to make a donation to something that's going to last forever. And it will keep us going. It'll keep the lights on, the heat on, you know, all those important operational expenses that we need. So we're really grateful to the donor who established that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Haunted Maze is coming up.
Yeah.
The 26th and 27th, 30th and 31st, Family Night's on the 29th.
Correct.
And $6 to get in.
Yes.
What's the next production thing coming up?
I'm so excited. We are doing The Wiz in January. Oh, and of course the Holly Jolly Follies. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot that.
That's coming up too.
I know. There's always about a million things happening at Crow, which is so cool. But we are going to be doing auditions for The Wiz in January, and it's based on The Wizard of Oz, if you've never seen it, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I was in a high school production of that.
You were?
Yes.
Who were you?
Who was I in that? I guess I was the narrator. They had a narrator in this version of it.
Nice.
Did they have that in the
There's pit singers and there's kind of, I don't know. I'll have
this one, he wrote it up as a narrator because they have a narration of it. And I did the narrating of the story. And then they had the music in between. And then at the end, we did We did this choreographed dance. I got to come on stage.
Cool. Yeah.
Singular sensation.
There's great music in The Wiz. Brand New Day is one of the most well-known ones. And then, of course, Ease On Down the Road.
That's the one. Ease
That's
On Down
the
Road.
One. Yeah. 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 So people hear that and they go, oh, I didn't know that was from that musical. Yeah. So it's a great, great show. And I'm excited. We're going to have some pretty stiff competition at the audition in January. So
cool. I'm trying to think back 40 years to what was going on, but you know, that's too long ago to try to remember all that stuff. But yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, Crow is really grateful and blessed to have so many projects happening. We have the Holly Jolly Follies coming up the end of November and first weekend of December. We have the Haunted Maze, of course, which I talked about, and then The Wiz. And also we have a holiday home tour in the middle of December, which is being managed by one of our amazing Crow parents. And she is going to, well, they've already set up 4 homes in the local community. People get on a bus. They go to each home. There is entertainment and snacks and treats and libations at every single home.
And the houses are decorated for
They're
holiday.
Decorated, yeah. And each one has a different theme. And it's just going to be really like warm and fuzzy and cool.
That's
so
cool.
Tickets for that can be purchased on our Crow website. And that's crowkids.com.
All right, Melanie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Like I said, I'll find someone to go with me on family night. But other than that.
You know. All right, George, you watch out for things that go bump in the night.
I will. All right, thank you, Melanie. News is coming up at the top of the hour. Then we'll be back with our 3 candidates for city council. Stay tuned on our October edition of Our Town.